So we do really look at that in the fall here in this part of the country. We don't want to freeze early, and we usually get a frost the last of September, something like that. But there has been snow and freezes that has just
killed it.
Yeah.
Is that freeze that comes, is that the same thing as like a hard freeze when people talk about it?
No.
We had a hard freeze.
No, it can get down to almost, say, 26 or 7, and it's still, and that's freezing, you know, below
right.
32 is freezing, but it still won't damage it. But if it gets down to, say, 25 or lower, then it's going to damage it real bad.
Okay.
But even the fruit trees in the spring, if it doesn't get below 27 or so, why, it's not going to run your booms.
What's that called in the spring when it begins to warm up? Do you have a name for that? That time we call it a...
We just call it early spring.
Okay.
It's either early spring or late
okay.
winter.
Would you call it the spring thaw or something?
No.
Like, okay. So you wouldn't have a name for when it begins to thaw out in the spring?
No.
Okay. Just another question. Do people on here make distinctions between different thicknesses of ice that might form on a pond or a lake?
No.
Okay. We talked a little earlier about wind storms. I just was curious, what is the difference, or are they the same between a cyclone and a tornado?
Well, a cyclone is a straight wind that is usually over 100 miles
okay.
an hour. And it is damaging, you know, but a tornado is a twister that comes down out of the clouds.
And these are just expressions I was wondering about. Around here, if it's been a real calm day and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might look at your husband and say, you know, the wind has really begun to, what would you say?
Well, we really don't do that around here because so often we have a nice wind breeze in the evening and we like it, we enjoy it. That doesn't worry us. It's when the wind starts out hard in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And continues.
What would you say? I mean, I'm just wondering, do people say the wind is really beginning to pick up, or the wind is increased? What, I'm just wondering.
Well,
what...
we have so much wind here that really people don't get, we just don't talk about the
okay.
wind.
Okay. So you wouldn't, either for picking up or letting down, there wouldn't really be a...
No, we'll just say, well, I sure hope the wind don't blow today. That's
okay.
the way we talk.
Okay. These are just some other expressions that I was wondering about. Around here, like on a day like today, when it's really hot, you might turn to your husband and say, boy, today it's been hotter than...
Billy Hell.
Okay, great. And how about when it's cold? Today it was colder than...
Well, I won't say that. Oh, they have a lot of different things for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They always have remarks about the weather, you know, when it gets real, real cold.
Well, I'm just, are there some that you know? I mean, it might be helpful to know if they're the same or different than some of the ones that we've gotten in other places.
You know one they used to say?
What?
It'll freeze the tits off of a boar hog.
Isn't that great?
I don't know, but that, as I said, I should be telling you some
no,
of those things
no,
they say.
That's real helpful to because those are really
now that's
ridiculous.
Old sayings.
Do you know of others like that? Older old sayings like that?
Raymond probably does.
Mm.
You should be asking him.
Yeah. how about when it's dry? When, you know, if you've had a long time in the morning rain, you might say somebody might say, "Boy, it's been this summer. It's been drier than."
Well. I don't know. Generally, when it's so dry like that, we just don't talk about it a lot. Really, you don't, you
yeah.
know.
What do you call that time, though, when it's really dry? What would that be called?
Drought.
A drought. Okay. Would you ever call it a dry spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dry spell. And anything worse than a dry spell is a drought.
Okay. Okay. This is just a pronunciation item. When you take air into your lungs, you're doing what? You're...
Inhaling.
Okay, or you're